is back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, you're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality. I'm your humble host, Muzaffar Haider. Here in the studio today, we have with us two very, very special guests. On my right, we have Sister Asma. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
And on my left, Sister Zainab. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam and assalamu alaikum from my end.
Sister Zainab, I've met you before, I've worked with you before, but could you give a brief introduction to about yourself? I mean, who are you? Where have you come from?
I am Zainab Askari. I am from the Indian occupied Kashmir, and I'm like done with masters in linguistics from Kashmir University, and then I came to Iran. It's been 7 years I'm here. I am studying Hausa right now.
Uh-huh. So linguistics, you're going to be dealing with like
the rules of translation, phonetics, syntax, okay, morphology, what we do in like surf and now stuff.
You're my teacher then. Sister Asma, is it? Where are you from? Who are you?
Well, I am from Iran. And I study English literature.
I studied English literature, really?
That's very good.
Oh,
me
no
too.
Way. So you're studying Shakespeare and...
Yes, a lot of poetry, novels, poetry, plays, mm-hmm, and that's my favorite thing to do.
To be or not to be, that is the question. Okay,
yes.
So today, I'd like to actually open up the discussion by talking a little bit about how social media, as we know, has taken over a lot of our lives. It's changed the way that the world works.
Yes.
But now there's a brand new spanner in the works, and it goes by the name of the metaverse.
Yes.
I don't really know much about it. What is the metaverse exactly?
The concept tells that it's a set of virtual 3D spaces where you can create your own zone. Now, if we want to make it more clear, imagine a parallel world to this world that we're already living in. Imagine that you have the ability to create another world of your own. Then you would be whatever you want, travel wherever you want, do different things, experience new things, and you're sitting in your place. It's like you're an armchair traveler. After metaverse, I think the world is going to change a lot. The same thing that happened when internet was introduced to people is going to happen when metaverse is coming into reality. That would be a big change.
So what, I mean, it may be a little bit too early, but then immediately my mind says, no, it's never too early. We need to confront these things, especially from the Islamic perspective. What would be the duty of Muslims in the face of this metaverse now?
Do you think religion really talks too much in that metaverse?
What do you mean?
I mean, does it play a role in that new world?
Well, Islam plays a role everywhere, even in social media, even on the internet.
But the person who is going to pick an imaginary character of their own, would they necessarily need to have a religion?
I think yes.
Yeah, why not? I mean, in that metaverse, I mean, I would try my best to stick to halal food.
Of course. No, not in that case. I mean, imagine they are the people who are going there, maybe they are going to follow more freedoms. They're not going to restrict themselves by borders.
Mm-hmm.
I think that all comes from the thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever is in your thoughts, it does not take much time to become action.
Mm-hmm.
And if your thoughts are, you know, kind of monitored, they are guided by this metaverse kind of thing, then it's going to be horrifying when it comes to religion because... we again have to see who are the people who are controlling this, who are the people who are behind this, who are monitoring us all the time, who are basically, you know, controlling this, and definitely is not in the responsible hands, I guess.
Well, I assume that just like they did with the internet and social media, they will design it in a way that it looks completely free. You're free to do whatever you want on
the
internet.
Yes, exactly.
And then later you'll realize that subtly they've been controlling and manipulating everything. But let's take this.
This looks so many, I don't know, this sounds a little controversial. I don't know It's still a mystery how coronavirus existed. But then there were so many analysis, so many opinions that this was for population stabilization, so that people do not get more and more kids. When you are in this virtual world, I'm like really sorry to talk about this, but when you're going to create, people are free to, you know, go in and create relations, make relations, and at the same time, you don't have child as a real.
Mm. Yes.
So this is something that is going to control population as well, and
yes,
that is something like, you know, we need to be scared of.
Yes, there might be some terrifying disadvantages of this.
So that's why I said, like, it again is a user dependent thing, and user will use it on the basis of his thoughts, and this metaverse can change the thoughts
of
the
users as a whole. Like most of the people nowadays do not care about many things. They all are going for a more free world. They want to be free. They want to experience everything. That makes it very terrifying.
Yeah, but surely if a Muslim was to enter the metaverse, they would still have a code of guiding principles for them while they're interacting in that world.
Yes, but the appeals are too much.
What do you mean?
I mean, there are so many things that might enchant you. You would be so... You're going to be attracted by many things. Maybe that would take a lot of your time, so you won't have much of time to think.
I think she means to say you need to work more on your nafs then, because you're already controlling it in this world.
Yes, really. How do you control it?
When you have more options, you have more like resources, then it becomes more freedom. It becomes really hard to control your nafs.
Less scary, because in the dunya, let's face it, there's fears which control you. You know, the police might get involved, or you know, parents might find out, or this or that. But in the metaverse, you're free. You can do whatever
exactly.
you like.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. There's no one to control you. You're alone and you can do everything you want.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Sister Zainab, what's the first thing you would do if you went into the metaverse?
I'll go for Ziyarat.
What about you, Sister Asma?
Well, Ziyarat, of course, is a good case, but I will travel the world, maybe. Go to some museums, libraries.
Wow. And you can actually read the books?
Yes, read the books.
Blimey heck.
And if I'm here, I'll definitely see my mom.
Wow.
Or far away.
Yes, exactly, for those who are far away.
Okay, so are we saying that it's generally positive?
Yes, generally it might be okay to say it's positive.
Well, it's kind of catch of democracy, isn't it? Because if you have a free platform where you're free to do anything and you ask Muslims, what would you want to do? One Muslim says they want to go to Ziyarah. The other one says they want to go and read books. But you know, if I'm talking from the perspective of some random people out there, you know, I don't want to do all sorts of mischief. This is a world where, you know, I have no responsibilities. There's nothing holding me back. I'd probably want to go and, I don't know, kill some people maybe, you know, and see what it feels like, you know.
That's very dangerous. Yes, that's another part of the story.
But, I mean, it's not that dangerous, is it?
What if people want to be vampires?
Yeah. I mean, that would be fun. Let's go on a killing spree. Nobody's really going to get hurt.
Yes, that would be a bloodshed.
I'm talking from the perspective of a guy, okay? And we love to play internet games, go online, play Call of Duty so we can shoot up our friends and stuff. And at the end of the day, it's all good fun. Nobody's going to really get hurt.
Yes, exactly.
You know, if we're talking about no children being brought into the world, and that's a bad thing. At the same time, nobody's really going to die.
Yes.
And there's other things that we could experience, which in the real world you wouldn't really do. Like I would steal, you know, I'd sneak into people's houses and steal their things.
Yes, okay. And a lot more of creative ideas.
Yeah. I mean,
who knows? We should just, however,
whatever you do is going to have a great impact on your psyche. It's going to have a great impact on your mental health.
Yes.
You feel, I don't know, if you all the time are going to shoot people, kill people, be vampire and all, whatever you have been talking about. I think then you're going to, you know, that will somehow affect your real life.
Then there will be a breakdown.
Well, if you look at the case studies to do with shooters and American schools, you know, the school shooters, they found that a lot of them were playing violent video games. And basically it got to a point where they were so addicted, but the game wasn't fun enough anymore. They needed a taste of reality. And that's when they went to school and they just shot everybody up.
That's what I said.
But this is a very, very small, confined group. All right, this is a very small group. And the same games which are played in America are played in Canada, are played in Germany, in France, in the UK. But you don't see that kind of school shootings, at least to that level, taking place. And so what they found is there is something in the psyche of certain nations, certain upbringings, which bring about that kind of
imperialism.
I mean, you could put it down to imperialism, which does have an effect on the psyche of people.
Yeah.
But there was a really, when I was studying media studies, there was a really interesting case. Would you ever think of Star Wars as something violent? You'll see that, it's about a futuristic kind of sci-fi movie where people play with, or they fight with lightsabers, which are these swords, which are made out of...
That level of fiction is lasers. Too much.
Yeah, okay, but my point was that nobody would think that that is violent. And yet there was a serial killer in America who, before he killed anybody, he would watch his favorite scene from Star Wars, you know? So it's very specific... psychopath type of individuals who get affected by that.
Yes.
And if we take that to the metaverse, look, this kind of violence is always going to take place. Theft is always going to take place.
Yes.
You know, other crimes are also always going to take place. You can't really control it. So why not have fun?
Exactly. And it's free. I told you, you can do everything. The decision is by yours. You decide what to do.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Okay, so there's another plus point to the metaverse. There's lots of people who would never be able to experience real things, you know, like the poor people of the world, the oppressed people of the world. You know, they're not going to be able to experience living in a mansion or, you know, going to a fancy restaurant. Maybe through the metaverse, they'll be able to experience those things.
Yes, but maybe, just like today. See, we have a lot of facilities right now, but not all people have the opportunity to use them. Because also in that metaverse, there must be a currency. There must be something to buy things for your own, to sell things. Therefore, you need coins. You have to have coins in order to experience all those things that are prepared for you.
And rich people who are rich in the real world.
Again, they're rich. Money talks everywhere.
Wow. Okay. Well, what about oppressed people? You know, they want to experience some sort of revenge.
Well, the oppressed people,
you know, mother-in-laws, you know, like they want to go and... They can't do it in real life. They can't kill their mother-in-laws. They'll go to jail.
Yes.
And probably hell.
Well, I think the world doesn't work for the favor of the poor and the oppressed people. That's been a thing since the beginning of the world.
I don't think that oppressed people will be having that opportunity to go into the metaverse because, as the sister mentioned, you need more coins, you need more money to stay more into that world. And we see only poor people, or the majority of the poor people are being oppressed. It's not rich who are being oppressed.
Yes, and they have some more problems to deal with. I don't think they would even think about it.
Yeah, I mean, a child who doesn't have clean water to drink.
We still see so many oppressed people around the world who really don't have access to clean water, to clean food.
They would be more oppressed.
Access to hygiene, yeah. They would be, like, more oppressed. I don't think they'll be having any access to metaverse.
What about people who are so oppressed that... Okay, so we've been talking about Mark Zuckerberg and the creation of the metaverse, which is a virtual reality that people can actually plug themselves into. It's not just about the visual anymore. It's about feeling that world, tasting that world. So we've been discussing about the pros and cons and the possible implications that it has on us as Muslims engaging with the metaverse. And we've been discussing it with Sister Asma and Sister Zainab. Thank you both for being here today and discussing this important topic with me. From myself and from the sisters, we bid you Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.